Halal sweets vs haram sweets. That time of the year is here again. The only time India wakes up to pollution, apart from the dangerous health hazards of Deepavali sweets. As usual, the courts have taken the lead by imposing a total ban on crackers in Delhi. Well, Bagan is half done. More courts and organizations are expected to join the fun. For Hindus, Deepavali is like a game of thorns. Season after season. Each season is getting tougher than the preceding one. It's a game where every marks, mullah and missionary comes up with thorns to prick the fun out of Deepavali festivities. The aim is to dehinduize Hindu festivals and dehumanize Hindus so that the idea of India can continue to thrive. Game of Thorns is the greatest show in India. As we know, the courts have made an auspicious beginning by banning crackers. Crackers used during Deepavali are more dangerous than the weapons being used in the Russia versus Ukraine war. In fact, they are deadlier than a potential nuclear war between the US and North Korea. From a Bollywood star's dog to a cricket player's duck, every celebrity animal or bird suffers because of the Dar Ka Mahol or climate of fear created by Deepavali. Fortunately, these animals are insulated against similar adverse effects of fireworks during celebrity weddings, Christmas and New Year. That is the beauty of Game of Thorns. It is a truly secular game. Game of Thorns isn't limited to fireworks. It also involves festivities, fun, frolic and food. Food plays an extremely important role. Neutral media joins the fun. We get to know about exotic Turkish sweets, different types of kebabs and a number of such sumptuous and delicious food items during Eid. During Christmas, we are introduced to all those yummy cakes, pastries, wines, meat delicacies and such wonderful gourmet's delights. Come Deepavali, and we're warned about the horrible, fattening and diet-buster Deepavali sweets we must avoid to stay healthy. People writing these articles are truly concerned about the health of Hindus. The idea of India, mooted by Nehru, is about perpetuating the great Mughal's unquestionable legacy. The leading lights of ad world work overtime during Deepavali. Tyohar, Rivaz, Razam. And such egalitarian words drip out from the advertisements and Deepavali becomes Festival of Lights, or Jashn-e-Chirag. The models, too, appear in suitably somber, morning moods with progressive attires bereft of Hindu symbols like bindi and bangles. Gaudy, bright Hindu colors are replaced with sober and classy Mughal looks. In the blindingly dark brightness of the Jashn, we are bound to forget Deepavali is about Naraka Chaturdashi, Devi Lakshmi Puja, Bali Pratipada and the return of Sri Rama to Ayodhya. More and more emerging narratives are suggesting Deepavali isn't a Hindu festival. It never was a Hindu festival. There is a parallel narrative running concurrently. Like Rakhi, Holi and most things about India, Deepavali too was a gift of Mughals. Celebrated as Jashn-e-Chirag, Deepavali was originally a Mughal festival. By this time, average Hindus will be restrained from deploying fireworks by court orders and are sent on a guilt trip by celebrity dogs. Advised to avoid those dangerous Deepavali sweets, Hindus will be left with mere rituals or, more correctly, razam or rivaz. Quote dot. Now is the time for real Game of Thorns players to feel their presence. JNU scholars and Periyarites will enlighten us with gyan. Quote dot. Narakasura was a Dalit king who was slain by Brahminical, upper caste Krishna. Bali too was a people-friendly Dalit king cheated by Brahman Vamana. How can we forget Dravidian king Ravana dethroned by Aryan Rama? And what about Devi Lakshmi Puja? That is only for the rich and influential Brahminical society. What are the poor and lower caste people going to celebrate? Lakshmi Devi is a symbol of oppression, who favors concentration of wealth among chosen Gujaratis like Ambani and Adani. Hence the have-nots have no business celebrating a festival of the haves. Thus entire Deepavali becomes a Brahminical conspiracy against the Dalits and backward people. That is where Hindus are supposed to forget they are Hindus. Thanks to great scholars and historians like Vetrimaran and Kamal Hassan, we now have come to understand the Chola kings were not Hindus. They were Dravidians. So all those magnificent temples of South India are not Hindu temples. Deepavali is celebrated with great fervor in the temples of Tamil Nadu. But since these temples are not Hindu temples, Deepavali too cannot be called a Hindu festival anymore. More and more emerging narratives are suggesting Deepavali isn't a Hindu festival. It never was a Hindu festival. There is a parallel narrative running concurrently. Like Rakhi, Holi and most things about India, Deepavali too was a gift of Mughals. Celebrated as Jashn-e-Chirag. Deepavali was originally a Mughal festival. Hence the Hindus should have absolutely no claims over Deepavali. Game of Thrones isn't a single player, single level game. It is a multiplayer, multi-level game and is a continuous process. Seasons merge to create a round-the-year soap. Anyone can play this as long as they can add something to the narrative. That something could be anything that can further the narrative. Like Tamils are not Hindus, Lingayats are not Hindus, Kshatriyas are not Hindus, Jats are not Hindus, and Dalits are not Hindus. The players can continue to play and win accolades if they can add a new thorn in the flesh of the collective Hindu conscience. The ability to shout down dissenting voices is an added advantage for a good player. The ultimate aim of Game of Thrones is to prove Hindus aren't Hindus and establish that Hindus don't exist. The Game of Thrones show goes on despite resistance. How long can the Hindus resist? Thank you for listening to the organizer.